And thinking about marketing, I really wanted to introduce this in a couple of ways. I was talking to my wife last night. She owns a marketing company. And she said, you know, I go to these big firms and I run into old lawyers and they say, well, do we really need a website? You know, do we really need to have a Facebook page? Do we really need to be engaged in social media? And she gave me a bunch of statistics about millennials and how they're going to hire lawyers in the future. And that is Siri, who is the best personal injury lawyer in Dallas? And then automatically Siri's going to come back with a list of three people, and millennials will trust that, and that is who they will go interview. And let me tell you, if you are one of the older lawyers that we're talking to, it is absolutely necessary that you take the steps now to begin that marketing plan that you thought wasn't relevant or necessary to you at all, because in 10 years from now, when those millennials are the people that are in the positions to hire lawyers and they ask Siri, who do I hire, and your name's not on that list, all of a sudden that business is going to be going to a competitor like Dave Wishnew. Okay. So think about that. For the younger members of the audience, an antidote, Kamishi and I spent some time at a firm, not at the same time. I'm a little bit ahead of her, but I remember going to a marketing meeting. It was a big downtown firm, and they basically said, you don't need to worry about marketing, just do good legal work. Everybody, you know, we got plenty of business. Just keep your nose to the grindstone, and in 8 years we'll let you know that you've made partner and everything will be great like it's always been.